Chapter 30 of On the Duties of the Clergy, Book the Second. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. On the Duties of the Clergy by St. Ambrose, Book the Second, Chapter 30. The ending of the book brings an exhortation to avoid ill will and to seek prudence, faith, and the other virtues. My sons, avoid wicked men, guard against the envious. There is this difference between a wicked and an envious man. The wicked man is delighted at his own good fortune, but the envious is tortured at the thought of another's. The former loves evil, the latter hates good. So he is almost more bearable who desires good for himself alone than he who desires evil for all. My sons, think before you act, and when you have thought long, then do what you consider right. When the opportunity of a praiseworthy death is given, let it be seized at once. Glory that is put off flies away and is not easily laid hold of again. Love faith, for by his devotion and faith Josiah won great love for himself from his enemies. For he celebrated the Lord's Passover when he was 18 years old, as no one had done it before him. As then in zeal he was superior to those who went before him, so do ye, my sons, show zeal for God. Let zeal for God search you through and devour you, so that each one of you may say, The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. An apostle of Christ was called the zealot. But why do I speak of an apostle? The Lord himself said, The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Let it then be real zeal for God, not mean earthy zeal, for that causes jealousy. Let there be peace among you, which passeth all understanding. Love one another. Nothing is sweeter than charity, nothing more blessed than peace. Ye yourselves know that I have ever loved you, and do now love you above all others. As the children of one Father, ye have become united under the bond of brotherly affection. Whatsoever is good, that hold fast, and the God of peace and love be with you in the Lord Jesus, to whom be honor and glory, dominion and might, together with the Holy Spirit for ever and ever. Amen. End of chapter 30. This concludes the reading of Book the Second of On the Duties of the Clergy by St. Ambrose.